There's a new book for children about a bear who's lost his hat. The book is called I Want My Hat Back. It's by John Klassen. Daniel Pinkwater joins us. He's our ambassador to the world of children's literature. He joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Scott, it's always my great, great pleasure. And I wish to make a statement to no particular purpose.
Sure.
Over the years, I have looked at, Scott, thousands of picture books.
Right.
I have written and or written and illustrated dozens of picture books. Mm-hmm. Plus, I have worked on books with some of the finest illustrators. And I want to share with you what I have concluded about picture books with all this experience.
Yes.
They got to have pictures. The book we're going to do is a book that relies heavily on art. Listeners can't see it. We have to do our best to convey it.
Well, let's begin to read and describe the pictures for them.
I understand I am to give voice to the bear.
You are always the bear, I've noticed. I play the rest of the forest, but you are always the bear.
Well, there's reasons for that. It's, for one thing, I can wear a bear suit without any padding.
Yes.
This is a great bear. He's standing there. He's looking as dumber than any real bear could be, and he says, my hat is gone. I want it back. Meets a fox. Have you seen my hat?
No, I haven't seen your hat.
Okay, thank you anyway. Moves on. Now it's a frog. Have you seen my hat?
No, I have not seen any hats around here.
Okay, thank you anyway. Now, he runs into a rabbit who strangely is wearing a little pointy red hat himself, and he says, have you seen my hat?
No. Why are you asking me? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any hats anywhere. I wouldn't steal a hat. Don't ask me any more questions.
Okay. Thank you anyway. Here's a turtle. Have you seen my hat?
I haven't seen anything all day. I have been trying to climb this rock.
Would you like me to lift you on top of it?
Yes, please. Next page, the bear encounters a snake. I identify with snakes. I don't know why. Maybe it's all the prominent S's. And, of course, the snake, as is their wont, is upside down, hanging from a tree limb.
Which you often do.
Yes, just after lunch.
Have you seen my hat?
I saw a hat once. It was blue and round.
My hat doesn't look like that. Thank you anyway.
The suspense is really building, yeah?
I don't know what this animal is. What do you think?
I
was thinking maybe an armadillo. It
could be an armadillo.
Maybe a muskrat. Anyway, the bear talks to this animal.
A muskrat would have more fur. I think it might be an armadillo. Although, what would an armadillo be doing in a forest?
He could be just, visiting. Yes. Have you seen my hat?
What is a hat?
Thank you anyway. Now the bear's lying on his back in the weeds. He's thoroughly depressed. Nobody has seen my hat. What if I never see it again? My poor hat. I miss it so much.
All right. There's an elk standing over the bear.
Or a deer or a moose. I don't know.
A great rack, in any case, which is what they say in the forest.
It's an ungulate, and that's okay to say, too.
All right. And the elk opens the conversation. What's the matter?
I have lost my hat, and nobody has seen it.
What does your hat look like?
It is red and pointy and... The bear sits up. I have seen my hat.
And suddenly...
Now he's running. He runs past the turtle. He runs past the fox. He runs past the snake. He runs past the armadillo or whatever it is that we are not sure. Confronts the bunny. You stole my hat. Double page spread. The rabbit looks at the bear. The bear looks at the rabbit. Now the bear is sitting. He's wearing the hat. I love my hat. Here's a squirrel.
Excuse me, have you seen a rabbit wearing a hat?
No. Why are you asking me? I haven't seen him. I haven't seen any rabbits anywhere. I would not eat a rabbit. Don't ask me any more questions.
Okay. Thank you anyway. Last page.
Nothing.
The bear is sitting there, just a look of quiet postprandial satisfaction, I think it's safe
well,
to say. Yeah.
It's fantastic art, and it's minimal text.
Mm-hmm.
And as a bear author artist myself, I have to tell you I'm a little jealous of this bear. Now, bears, they loom large in children's books.
Well, I've...
Goldilocks, no end of successors.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know. Bears may stand for adults in some way because they're big, they're ungainly, they're goofy, they like most of us grown-ups. But the bear in this book, paws down. He's got to be the dimmest, most slow-witted, brilliantly stupid bear to come along in years. I really love him.
The book we read, I Want My Hat Back, is by John Klassen. Daniel Pinkwater, the voice of the bear, is the author of many fine books for children and for adults. His latest is Bushman Lives. As a matter of fact, he's serializing it ahead of publication for free. What a deal. On pinkwater.com. Daniel, thanks for speaking with us.
Scott, a joy and a pleasure. Look out for bears.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear the day I read a book.
Jimmy Durante again. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I know because it had no plot, it wasn't a mystery. Because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again.